One of the most unique paintings of the cross is this 1633 work from Rembrandt. Jesus is being hoisted towards the sky. We see a shovel in the foreground. A number of people are looking on, and a few people, including a soldier, are lifting up the cross. But notice who's in the centre of the painting. Here's a man with both hands around the cross. He's the heavy lifter, the one most responsible for crucifying Christ. Rembrandt has painted the light squarely on him, so none of us miss the point. Who is he? It's Rembrandt. Out of the 90 Rembrandt self-portraits, I believe this one is the most significant. Wearing his blue artist beret, his brow is wrinkled, his lips pursed, and he's looking very concerned over the whole event. Why? Because the gospel had seeped deep into his heart. Rembrandt knew it was his sins that had crucified Christ. He felt personally responsible. Leading homeward to the rest of all, were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Oh, sometimes it may. There's one more aspect I want you to notice. Look at the man watching the scene in the background. That's Rembrandt. And he's looking directly at us. Maybe he's asking if we see ourselves in his painting. Can you see you're a sinner? Can you also see you're responsible for the death of Jesus? And most importantly, can you see that Jesus has taken your sins and given you eternal life? That's the key message from Rembrandt's raising of the cross.